Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And tonight we're talking about foodborne illness and propaganda being used to educate your doctor. But I'd just like to note that our new call-in number for tonight is 512-716-1603. We'll be taking questions in about 15 minutes. Numbers again, 512-716-1603 is a call-in number. And as always, we have a great chat going on at healingwithdrdaniels.chattango.com. All right. Okay, so we put this salmonella sprouted nut butter propaganda piece to bed. Why do we know it's a propaganda piece? Because the outbreak was small, 13 people, involved zero hospitalizations and zero deaths. And so we're going to have doctors basically cautioning against a food that's not responsible for deaths, while the doctor being a member of a profession that is responsible for 880,000 deaths. Okay, what else are we telling these doctors? Emerging testing, again, more propaganda. Hey, doc, we got this testing out there, and golly geez, is it great. And so what they're saying then is this genome sequencing has proven to be a successful tool for investigators, enhancing the ability to detect and solve outbreaks faster with more accuracy, and it's been used as a highly discriminatory DNA fingerprinting technique in outbreaks of listeriosis, and will now be used for other pathogens, including Shigella toxin-producing E. coli and Salmonella. But again, with all of this technology to bear, we've seen outbreaks tonight that this technology could not seem to clarify. And the capstone issue, the emerging issues, is the raw food movement. Another emerging issue is the growing popularity of unprocessed raw foods. Multi-state outbreaks of foodborne disease have been linked to various raw foods over the past several years. And CDC experts expect this trend to continue as people continue to choose less processed foods. People at higher risk for severe foodborne illness, such as young children, older adults, those with weakened immune systems, should consider the risks associated with unprocessed and raw items when choosing foods. How about that? And so that is what your doctor is being told. Your doctor is being told that the raw food movement, the movement of people to unprocessed foods, to eating sprouted raw foods, or just fresh foods, is going to make this foodborne outbreak thing worse. So this is totally at odds with what the CDC itself has found, which is the top killer is poultry followed by dairy. And the poultry is more than 10 times as deadly as, say, mushrooms or wild game. And so your doctor then is not given any information for you as to what foods are generally not not involved in outbreaks, and even giving you erroneous information as to what food is involved in outbreaks. This is very interesting. So because your doctor is being trained with propaganda, there's absolutely zero chance that your doctor can give you any useful information about avoiding foodborne outbreaks. Probably your doctor is going to tell you to wash your hands, avoid other sick people, and don't eat fresh foods. And all of those information would be totally useless in actually saving your life. And so what do they say? Well, first thing, well, what do I say? Don't eat food from outside your state. Don't do it. This cuts your risk of death from foodborne illnesses by more than 50%. That's it. If you limit yourself to eating food that was raised in your state, or better yet, by a local farm, even better, pick up your food, you're not going to have this problem. But this is not something they tell your doctor to advise you of. Also, don't eat conventional meat. What's conventional meat? That's meat where you walk in the grocery store, it's in a nice package for you, and you put it in your cart. Bad news. Why? Because it's treated with antibiotics and contains drug-resistant organisms. And deaths from drug-resistant organisms are over 60,000 a year when you add in the MRSA, the C. difficile, vancomycin-resistant enterococcus, and so on. So these deaths from drug-resistant organisms are far greater than even from the foodborne illnesses. This also highlights how many diseases in medicine is just hair splitting. In other words, it's arbitrary and capricious to say a person died of a drug-resistant organism as opposed to a foodborne illness, when actually the source of these organisms is the food. But that's another show, MRSA, M-R-S-A, on your dinner plate, which I did 2 years ago. So, the issue with this, according to the CDC, is only 3,500, only 2,600 deaths are foodborne agents actually identified. And 3,574 of those who die from nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, no organisms identified. That means there's no scientific explanation determined. And this is the real clincher, which is that this is an illness that modern medicine does not have the tools to diagnose in more than 50% of the cases. And so these case reviews that they present to doctors, which involve no deaths, are clearly just showing a bias against raw foods, a bias against fresh foods, a bias against people eating sprouted grain foods. And this is definitely yellow journalism. And unfortunately, it's what your doctor has to go on. So with information sources like this, it's easy to see why 50% of what doctors are taught is false. In fact, this article is 50% false because they fail to even mention or talk to you or talk to the doctor about the 3,574 outbreaks in which people die and no organism, no responsible organism is determined. And also, the ineffective interventions that are suggested by this is also appalling. And in an industry with a kill rate of 880,000 Americans a year, you know, should not be permitted to intervene in any illness where the death rate is zero, for sure. So all these outbreaks with a zero death rate, the doctor shouldn't even be trained to look for these. So because the methods used are clearly lethal, in other words, the treatment methods used by modern medical complex, and even in these simple cases, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, most doctors are advised to give Lamotil or something to help slow up the diarrhea. And all that does is make the illness more severe and more prolonged. And so even the interventions doctors are trained to give are not supported by science, if you want to call it that. And so this same group, these doctors, should not be involved in the prevention of any condition, as the individual does not have a condition. It's at best assault and worse, attempted murder, as the clear risk of death does not have a balancing benefit in the present. And this is how 880,000 Americans die each year from medical intervention. Medical industry intervenes in cases where the risk of death is zero and then uses lethal methods to do so. So in the cases of foodborne illness, you have an outbreak, in this case, sprouted grain butter, with zero deaths, and what's the doctor going to do when someone shows up with diarrhea? Give them something to slow up the diarrhea, to hold the organisms inside, to magnify and multiply the severity of the illness. And so this is a serious hazard. And I just want to go over our call numbers, 512-716-1603. And so this is just one example. When I was in medical school, I was really puzzled by so many examples of illnesses where we were taught, hey, this illness is serious, we got to jump on it, we've got to prevent it, we have to detect it early. And then they give you examples where early detection would not have been helpful. They give you examples where the attempt to detect something early led to something called overdiagnosis. That means labeling someone who was healthy as being unhealthy and subjecting them to dangerous intervention. And so this is just the standard way that doctors are trained, really, about everything. My favorite is AIDS. We don't know what it is. We don't know what caused it, but by golly, it's deadly. And you guys need to be ready to do whatever the government tells you in terms of preventing this deadly spread. So this is the way doctors are trained, with propaganda, with information not backed by facts, and that simply plays on the doctor's emotional desire to do something. And this is something that's very, very, very dangerous and very hazardous. So we are going to turn our attention to the chat room. Okay. Dr. Daniels, is present medicine really any better than using the eye of newt when cooking and two bat wings to improve quality of health? I would say probably not. Probably not. Especially when most of what is recommended is based on the kind of information that I gave you tonight. So they tell you, hey, we've got this deadly illness, we've got to do something about it, and here's information. And then they proceed to give you examples of the illness that do not involve death. And so what this does then is it creates a situation where the doctor is being trained to intervene in situations that are not deadly. Dr. Daniels, you talk about avoiding animals that are contaminated with antibiotics and hence severe infectious organisms that are antibiotic resistant. How can somebody obtain a whole animal like an elk or buffalo or even a feral hog and be able to slaughter the animal yourself to know it's fresh? All right. Well, I grappled with this. In fact, we had a friend who raised hogs, and he raised them naturally. And so he and my husband got together one day and said, hey, it's time for this hog to go, and this one's yours. Great. So they went ahead and killed it for us, and we said, oh, wonderful. And so my husband drove up there in the car and picked up this hog and took it to the butcher. And the butcher said, oh, no, you have to get out of here. I can't butcher that for you. It needs a special tag and a special this and has to be killed a certain way, government regulations. And so we had to take this hog to our backyard, and then the butcher had to come to our house and butcher the hog in our backyard. Oh, my God. That is an experience I think everyone should see, because once you realize what goes into butchering a hog and how much of the hog is wasted, which is a good, at least, I would say 60%. By the time you cover the skin and fat under the skin and the guts and then the head, there's a lot of hog being wasted. Okay, so how do you get around this in the United States? You either become a hunter or you make friends with a hunter. And if you live in the western or southwestern United States, there is tons of feral hogs. So you've got quite a bit to work with. Dr. Daniels, is it better to let the body clear out than stop the diarrhea? Not exactly. So there are different ways to stop the diarrhea. So one way to stop the diarrhea, of course, is what doctors do, which is to give you a drug that stops the motility of your intestines. So that we know is very bad, should not be done. What else can be done? The other thing that can be done is a tea. You can drink this tea. It's a combination of a tablespoon of fennel seed, 6 whole cloves, and a quarter teaspoon of garlic powder in 1 quart of purified water. And you boil it for 15 minutes and then have the person sip it. And what does that do? These are herbs that actually interfere with the dangerous activity of the organisms. And that is the way that the diarrhea is stopped. So diarrhea is stopped by actually causing the organisms to cease their activity. his lawsuit worried. Okay. Dr. Daniels, it's very hard to get any animal bones. I think they don't want us to get the minerals. I really don't think so. I don't think that's it. The bones are actually sold. They're sold to make bone meal and other products at a much higher profit. And so in many cases, the bones are just simply being sold for another use. So it's really just economics. Next one, Dr. Dance, what do you think about boneless chicken? Okay. I think it's an abomination, especially boneless, skinless chicken. Because when you have boneless, skinless chicken, then you're taking away the collagen and protein that the end consumer needs in order to support their own skin. So boneless, skinless chicken is definitely not a health food. Oh, that's a good question. Dr. Daniels, when a person has one of these foodborne illnesses, what is the rehydration formula? So rehydration formula is 2 teaspoons salt. That's the that's normal saline. So two teaspoons salt per liter of water. And you can just keep drinking. Now, in order to replace the – so that's the salt replacement. What about replacing the potassium and sugar? Well, what doctors give is something called D5 half normal saline. That means that's 1 liter of water with 0.5% salt. That's the half normal. So it's 1 liter of water, 1 teaspoon of salt, and 5% sugar. So 5% sugar would be 50 grams of sugar. And 50 grams per sugar, more or less, is a quarter cup. So a quarter cup of sugar, a teaspoon of salt, liter of water. You can also put in a juice of a lemon, and that's going to give you your potassium. Stir it in and just drink it down and drink as many liters as you need. If a person has vomiting that you can't control, you can use the herbal formula I gave you before, which is a tablespoon of fennel seed, 6 whole cloves, and 1/4 teaspoon of garlic powder boiled in a quart of purified water for 15 minutes. So they can sip that, get the vomiting under control, give the rehydration formula. Now, some people, especially babies, you have to cut that formula with an equal part of water. So you use 2 liters of water with 1/4 cup sugar and a teaspoon of salt. And that's babies. That's people under 6 months. Okay. Oh, disclaimer. Nothing you hear tonight is medical advice. Check with your doctor, and any information you use is, of course, at your own risk. I accept no responsibility, whatever. Okay, so that's the disclaimer. And then let's go on and answer the other questions. Our telephone number, by the way, is 512-716-1603. All right, so let's scroll up here and find the rest of the questions. All right. Dr. Daniels, how come it's so hard to get fresh nuts? All right, it's so hard to get fresh nuts because, as you may recall, almonds and apricot seeds were found to remedy cancer. And so the government has passed a law saying that all almonds have to be irradiated. So now in the United States, all almonds are irradiated. The only way to get almonds that are not irradiated is literally to plant an almond tree in today.
My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, and we are answering questions. The call-in number for questions is 512-716-1603. And the chat room is healingwithdrdaniels.chattangle.com. Okay. All right. Let's take a look for... for more questions. All right. Oops, here we are. Okay, so we got that. Let's go up here. Okay. All right. Save the moles. Dr. Daniels, are there crisis patient actors acting out these non-lethal epidemics? You know, I really cannot say. I don't know. However, it does seem suspicious that there's an epidemic with no hospitalizations, no deaths, and no detectable infectious organism. That's pretty overwhelming negative evidence for someone to label something as an epidemic. And so it is certainly suspicious, one, that it would be labeled an epidemic, and two, that it would be used as a teaching example for your doctor. And here's a comment, Dr. Daniels, that the fresh goat cheese maker that sells her product as fish bait in a farmer's market across the river because she was harassed for selling fresh, I guess that would be raw, goat cheese. And that is a lot of what's happening in a lot of areas in natural healing. Things are actually being sold as plant fertilizer, as other not-for-human-consumption items. And that's because the government has usurped the right to tell people what they can and cannot eat. Dr. Daniels, I am curious as to why slow-cooked foods cooked over hours of time was always labeled as slave food, and that quick, halfway cooked foods were considered more refined. Slaves left early in the morning to work in the fields, and then would get home later in the afternoon or evening. And so there's no opportunity to supervise cooking. So, of course, the only way to cook was to cook foods slowly over a long period of time. Fortunately for them, it turned out to be a very healthy way to eat. But as with many things in society, you say, oh my gosh, if this is the way poor people do it, then we must do it differently, and then we'll call that the wealthy person's way of doing things. Another custom in slavery was that in the big house, they would boil the vegetables, and then the water it was boiled in would get discarded. And of course, the slaves would use that water to cook their food. And of course, what happened was the food the slaves ate was doubly nutritious because they had all the nutrients from the water in the big house. And then, of course, they were cooking their food in it, and they had nutrition from their food. And so they were actually getting far more nutritious food. Again, just because of the desire to create these arbitrary cultural distinctions, or not so much cultural, but status distinctions. And I think there's one famous person who said, I forget who it was, that a captor, or, you know, prisoner or slave is always healthier than the master or the jailkeeper. And again, it's because of these arbitrary distinctions in terms of food handling. Dr. Daniels, if milk is not really paying the bills, who is behind these large dairy operations? Answer that when we get back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain: safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion, 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Give such delight.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we are answering questions. And question is, Dr. Daniels, if milk isn't paying the bills, why? Who's really behind these milk operations? This is a very good question. The government has always given milk subsidies and milk price subsidies. So most dairies are operating pretty close to, the edge. And that's just simply the way it is with farmers. The other thing that's going on is many years ago, there was this big scandal that a famous organic milk company, Horizon, was actually filling its organic milk cartons with conventional milk that was treated with everything that conventional milk is treated with. And so it's entirely likely, especially with the increased demand for organic milk, that this glut of production, if you want to call it that, is actually being sold as organic milk. And that would certainly create quite the profit for these companies. The other thing that's happening, of course, is organic standards are being changed. And as a result of that, milk that was not considered organic, say, 20 years ago, is now considered to be organic. And so when you take a look at that transition in the marketplace, there's a tremendous space for profit. Okay. Okay, this person says, Dr. Diaz, I think that Chipotle was targeted. Again, when you have an outbreak with no organism identified, with no deaths, then you have to ask yourself, how can you say it was an outbreak if you have no organism identified? And so in that case, if you say that lack of an identifiable organism combined with lack of toxicity means no epidemic, then you'd have to say there was no Chipotle epidemic. That's if you use those criteria. Okay, Dr. Daniels, can you please explain to me what happened? A local artisan cheesemaker was put out of business by the claim that Listeria was found. So they trashed thousands of pounds of beautiful uncontaminated cheese but never found a trace of Listeria in her cheeses or caves and put her soundly out of business permanently. Exactly. Whenever you have food-based businesses like cheese making or dairy, just destroying 100% of inventory can just wipe a person out. Because, of course, they've borrowed money and they're counting on the sales of the inventory to create more money for, to pay for the inventory. So what happened here? What happened here is exactly what happened with the sprouted grain epidemic, which is that there were zero hospitalizations, zero deaths. And if the other epidemics, also zero organisms isolated. And what this does is just puts a tremendous amount of power in the hands of the centralized authorities, where they can simply declare by their word an epidemic and coerce or compel the recall or destruction of a tremendous amount of food when actually there is no evidence that the food was unsafe to eat. Semantics, okay. Oops, here we are. Okay. Okay. Dr. Daniels, is it true that mayonnaise is no longer a concern since there's no real dairy or eggs in it these days and just soy oil? I do know that there is some type of issue there because back in the 80s, of course, mayonnaise was a big deal because eggs and possibly dairy were definitely ingredients. When I say eggs, I mean uncooked eggs. Were ingredients in mayonnaise. And so if you left mayonnaise out, obviously bacteria would come and eat it. Recently, in the past 2 years, I've noticed that my husband's favorite mayonnaise brand does not require refrigeration, so they say. And one time he left it out, some portion of mayonnaise by accident, and it became clear. So he left it out for a few hours, and this cloudy white mayonnaise became clear, and even he refused to eat it. So there is something going on with the mayonnaise. I'm not quite sure, because I've read the label, and there is still eggs listed on the label, but they're very clear that refrigeration is not required. Okay. Dr. Daniels, a pig grower I know doesn't use any medication on the pigs. He says that pigs don't get sick as often as cattle do. Okay. The truth of the matter about pigs is the more space you give them, the less issues that you have. That's one thing. The other thing is the reason these animals are treated with all these drugs and these antibiotics and these hormones is to get these drugs, antibiotics, and hormones into people and to cause people diseases. So whether a animal is medicated has really not much to do with the health of the animal. And so my impression from studying this for the past 20-something years is the real goal is to get the bovine growth hormone into the human being. So the human being will get reproductive cancers, breast, uterus, ovaries, and so on. And so the bovine growth hormone, of course, is totally unnecessary because, as a prior listener noted, there's a surplus of milk. So why do you need to give hormones to make cows have more milk? You don't. And this hormone causes devastating osteoporosis in these cows. And, of course, when women eat this milk in these cows, they get the same thing. So the real deal is to get the medication into the people. It has nothing to do with the pigs. Now, a lot of domesticated animal growers believe the hype, believe the propaganda, and many of them are medicating their pigs because they believe that if they don't medicate their pigs, then they're going to have problems. So there you have it. Thank you, Dr. Daniels. This is great information. I think you can just about predict what's going to happen next when you understand their modus operandi. Thank you for sharing Dr. Education with us. Okay. Okay. GMO declared no GMO, and it has been downhill ever since. Okay, so the restaurant chain banned genetically modified organisms from their food, and they've been besieged ever since. Okay, Dr. Daniels, I think that the goal is to sell these products, and it doesn't matter if people are getting sick. That's possible. That could be true. My observation is the goal is to make people sick. And if people are selling a product that's not making people sick, then that activity will be interfered with. So the goal is to make people sick and to keep people sick. I'll never forget when I was going through medical school and they were teaching us about all these imaginary illnesses. In other words, illnesses that didn't really exist. The person wasn't sick, but we're just treating them to keep them from getting sick. Hypertension is an example. So hypertension is not a problem. The problem is, if we don't treat the hypertension, they might get kidney disease, or they might get a heart attack. And so what do? We give them drugs that cause heart disease and cause kidney failure. So the goal then, and so I said to myself as a medical student, well, this doesn't make any sense. Who is going to go for this? I mean, no one's going to sign up for this. It's just stupid. And of course, what I did not realize, because I was spending so much of my time in class and studying, I wasn't watching the propaganda machine on TV, convincing people in the 80s and the early 90s that they needed to treat their hypertension. Of course, not realizing that they were getting their hypertension from the chemicals in the eggs and the other animal products. So I think the number one goal is to get people sick, keep them sick, have them feel fearful and dependent, not knowing where their illness is coming from, and so them thinking that they need to give their money to the government in the form of hidden taxes like Obamacare or premiums, and hopefully the government will save them. That there are experts out there, smarter, wiser than they are, who can solve their problems. Not realizing that those very experts / institutions, of course, created their problems. Okay. Dr. Jans, will washing my fresh vegetables and ionized in ozonated water keep me safe from these types of contaminants? Possibly, but probably not. The best way to keep yourself safe from these contaminants is to buy your fresh vegetables locally. So buy your fresh vegetables straight from the farm where they were picked, put in a crate, and that's it. And you go there and pick them up. But when you take the crate of vegetables after they're picked and you put it in a tractor trailer rig, where the last crate of food was raw meat, there is a problem. The other problem there, too, is that the meat is often fatty. And so these organisms really do stick to the meat. And when they stick to the meat, it's not in a monolayer. In other words, it's not the layer of contamination is not one cell layer thick. And so if the layer of contamination is, say, 3, 4, or 5 bacteria thick, which often it is, then the ozonation is only going to reach the outer exposed bacteria. And so rinsing your vegetables in ozonated water is probably not a reasonable effective precaution. So it makes no sense then to eat vegetables that are imported from outside your state and then decide you're going to make up for the hazard by washing them in ozonated water just because the contamination is through feces that's gotten onto the vegetables. And even if you rinse off visible feces, the remaining feces might be, again, all it has to be to escape ozonation is, 2 or more bacterial layers thick, which is still very thin. Okay. Dr. Daniels, I am troubled because the recall notification often comes 2 months after the epidemic is discovered. How does this keep anybody safe? Actually, it doesn't. And that's the thing to understand, is that there is no system in place to keep you safe from foodborne illnesses. Foodborne illnesses have fluctuated between 3,000 to 9,000. It just goes up and down every year. And the last several years has actually been on the increase. So despite all these high-tech testings, all these agencies with various authorities, there really is not a system in place that's going to protect you from acquired illnesses. So the only way is for you to know that more than half of all deaths occur when food comes from out of state. Well, it's simple to get around that one. Just don't eat food transported in from out of state. You know, check that one. And then to know that the number one killer is poultry, followed by dairy. That tells you that if you're going to eat poultry, eat the local poultry that has not been treated with antibiotics and to cook it thoroughly yourself. And then you get down to the dairy. The simplest thing to do, again, dairy is highly contaminated in terms of that it's responsible for the second killer. So the thing to do for dairy is not to buy refrigerated dairy that's been in storage for long term. So buy your milk as fresh as you can and maybe boil it before you use it. That would be your 100% fail-safe system. Okay, we have a caller, Mike in South Carolina. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jennifer. Good subject tonight. It's real interesting.
Oh, I
have come across something that is a little, it's right in line with what you talked about, but I think it might apply to some of your listeners, and that is that in the last three years, I have experienced food getting caught in my throat.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like it gets caught right there near the esophagus, mm-hmm. and it's the thyroid or larynx or something, and mm-hmm. what happens is to be able to clear it, you take a little sip of water, and it should go right down, but now take a little sip of water, and it's coming back up. You can't get it down, and I personally experienced this two nights ago, and I lost my breath for about a minute to a minute and a half, and it scared the hell out of me.
So your question is, what could be causing that?
Yes. Now, I know I chew my food a little bit better than I used to,
mm-hmm.
and I was reminded by one of the guests there that I am also talking when I swallow my food too. So, do you have anything that might clear this up at all?
The thing to understand is, first let's take a look at what's causing this. And then we can figure out, what to do. Okay, so first of all, you haven't really changed a lot. You're probably talking while you eat. Maybe you've been doing this most of your life, pretty much. So why all of a sudden would it cause you to choke? So there's two possibilities. One, your nerves and your coordination are off. So maybe you're developing early neurological disorder. Impossible. The second thing is it might be the viscosity of the food. So what's viscosity? Viscosity is the thickness and relative ease with which the food flows. So the viscosity and the stickiness of the food. So if the food is a little more viscous, that means a little more thicker, difficult to compress. And if it's stickier due to food additives, then that's going to make it stick to where it is. And the spot you're describing is called the vallecula. When we come back, I'll explain it the rest of the way.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so I'm answering a question. The question is, lately, this person's been getting this stuff stuck in that space between their esophagus and their windpipe, and in the old days, they used to drink some water and go right down, and now it's just kind of sticking there. The answer is thickening agents. So this is increased viscosity and stickiness, so it actually sticks where it is. And in the old days, 30 years ago, a thickening agent was something like cornstarch or flour, but not so anymore. So now the practice is to use chemical thickeners, and these are, very, very sticky. And I think that is what is going on. So let's go through a list. Acacia gum, which sounds harmless enough, but they're modifying it with octanol succinic anhydride. Yes, OSA. And this is actually found in salad dressings and unstandardized sauces. Acetylated tartaric acid esters of mono and diglycerides. This stuff sounds pretty scary, and it is. I'm skipping over the natural ones. Imodium alginate, imodium carrageenan. So all of these things are added to the food. Things like guar gum, all of these things are permitted thickeners. And the list of permitted thickeners, I mean, this is just on and on and on and on and on. And that is what the problem is. The problem is you actually have synthetic sticky thickeners in the food you're eating. And so when you swallow it, it actually sticks in that space. And so when you think about it, that moist mucus tissue there is between the windpipe, which is, you want that to be dry, and the esophagus, you want that to be wet and lubricated. And so this stuff is literally stuck there like glue in that spot. So that really is the problem.
You know what? You hit the nail right on the head. That's exactly what's happening, because I was getting ready to say, too, that food, when it goes down, it's like it sticks to the back of my windpipe.
Yeah, like, it does.
I can feel it sticking right there, and you're right. I was going to try and repeat all those names you said, but, you know, I think you just hit the nail right on the head. I think from now on, before I sit down at a meal, I'm going to go ahead and take a little bit of transmission fluid and swallow that first to see if that helps.
It might. What I would say is you need to eat at home, fix your own food, and don't put any sticky thickeners in it.
Yeah, I thank you very much for doing it. And thank you very much for this program you put on every week. I know I get feedback from it, and just people just love having to sit down and listen to you for a couple hours and everything you have to say. So thanks again for that. You hit the nail on the head for me, and I'm going to pass that information around, and we'll be listening to you for next week.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, yeah. You know, our problem is we think we're eating food, and it's not food. It's just cleverly disguised as food. And we just have to come to grips with the fact that there's an integrity issue here. And the integrity issue is that those that we trust with our food are simply not trustworthy. Okay. Dr. Daniels, what do you think is really going on? Do you think that food is really more dangerous, or do you think that people are just dumbed down to the point they don't know how to handle their food? I think it's both. Oh my God, we're done. It is all over. We will see you again next week. And as always, think happens.
Just standing there. And I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then. And then once again.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.